Welcome once again to Going Beyond Words, a program devoted to the vocal and choral art. I'm Stan Schmidt, your host, inviting you to an hour of French choral music that should prove to be very revealing. You will hear music from a French romantic composer whose compositions until a short time ago were still in manuscript. This visit is called Discovering Max Delon's Lost Choral Works. The Ensemble Dumont opened this concert with an anonymous setting of Pater Noster, the Lord's Prayer, from a time of Henry Dumont, a French composer whose years were 1828 to 1910. The Ensemble Dumont consists of 10 musicians, 5 instrumentalists, and 5 vocalists. I recently received a new CD called Exultate Deo, music inspired by the Psalms of David. The choirs of the Chapels Royal at HM Tower of London exhibits great musicality in the 13 tracks presented on the CD. Here is the title track, Exultate Deo, which is a musical declaration of Psalm 81, verses 1 through 3, as composed by Francis Poulenc. The text is from Psalm 81, and the music was that of Francis Poulenc. It was performed by the choirs of the Chapels Royal, located at the HM Tower of London. The director is Colm Carey. The CD comes from the London Independent Records Company. Francis Poulenc had some struggles in the early part of his life, and while he had religious training as a youngster, he turned away from this in 1917 on the death of his father. It was the death of a dear friend and colleague in an automobile accident, however, that was to be the catalyst for his return to composing religious works. The Mass in G Major was written in 1936 and received its first performance in August of 1938. Simplicity and serenity govern this magnificent work, from which it can be clearly seen that Poulenc's God is not distant and terrible, but rather a God with a human countenance who stays close to people. For the performance of this stunning a cappella work, we combine 3 musical greats: Francis Poulenc, the Netherlands Chamber Choir, and conductor Erik Eriksson. The Mass in G Major by Poulenc.
Thank you. Thank you.
From a 1999 recording on the Globe label, you heard Francis Poulenc's unaccompanied mass in G major. Conducting was the masterful Swedish musician Erik Eriksson. You heard the voices of the Netherlands Chamber Choir. You are listening to Going Beyond Words, a program created to salute the vocal and choral art, now in its 25th year, originating in the studios of Going Beyond Words, Inc. in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and created especially for the American Choral Directors Association. For more information, visit us at goingbeyondwords.com. That was a very boisterous drinking song by Poulenc called Long Live Our Hostess, who, without cease, glass in hand, leads the song. You heard the Men of the 16, guided by Harry Christophers. That CD was released in 1993 on the Virgin label and is a brilliant collection of Poulenc's choral works. The Prix de Rome Prize was initiated in 1666, but did not admit musicians until 1803. The composition for them was in two stages. First, candidates were required to compose a fugue and a chorus with orchestral accompaniment to a set text. From these entries, five or six were selected to go on to the second and final round, in which they were expected to compose an operatic scene or cantata on a subject taken from history, mythology, the Bible, or a novel. Many fine composers, such as Berlioz, Gounod, Bizet, Massenet, Debussy, and Ravel, competed in the contest. Over the years, musical styles changed, and so drastic changes had to be made in the rules of the Prix de Rome to help modernize competitive thought. Then, at the turn of the century, came a crisis that was ultimately to bring about the demise of the competition. After winning second prize for the second time in 1901, Maurice Ravel received no prize at all in 1902 and 1903, and then in 1905 was not even allowed to proceed to the second round. History shows that there are hundreds of wonderful compositions still in manuscript that have never been discovered. Thus, who today has heard of Max Delone? He studied with Massenet, was a contemporary of Richard Strauss, composed operas, and cultivated a sensuous and deeply romantic approach to his vocal music. The Prix de Rome competition gave him the opportunity to compose several impressive cantatas and pieces for chorus and orchestra, characterized by a combination of grandeur and refinement. Now I want to share three works by this newly discovered genius that will give you just a glimpse of what he accomplished. The first piece is Sous-bois on a text by Philippe Gill, scored for choir, orchestra, and for soloists. The text is perhaps about two lovers, and it says, "Let us walk on, for gentle is the slope. The nightingale is singing in the shade of the woods, and our hearts are in tune, and the night is fair." All of these Max Delone compositions feature the Flemish Radial Choir and Brussels Philharmonic, conducted by Harve Niquet.
Je vous remercie.
You can feel the saturation and hear the strong romantic style in this Delone work. The next work, L'Été, is based on a text by Victor Hugo. When summer comes, the poor man worships, for summer is a season of fire. It is balmy air and the coolness of dawn. Summer is God's grace. More music by Max Delone for choir and orchestra.
Thank you.
Laete. Need I say more of this marvelous, sensuous choral music by Max Delone, whose work is now coming out of manuscript and into print? I believe without question that the next work by Fauré is well known and on every singer's top 10 list. The reason I play it is that the text is written by Jean Racine, called Cantique. The spiritual sense of the words and the music are inexorably connected. Cantique of Jean Racine by Gabriel Fauré, with John Rutter and the Cambridge Singers. A gem in our choral literature, the Cantique de Jean Racine, performed by John Rutter and the Cambridge Singers. Now to conclude this musical discovery of Max Delone is a piece simply called Hymn, H-Y-M-N-E. This text is also written by Jean Racine. Ineffable source of light, word in which the everlasting contemplates his beauty, glory unto thee, profound Trinity. Again, the Flemish Radio Choir and the Brussels Philharmonic, here on Going Beyond Words. Just heard the music of Romantic composer Max Delone, works that heretofore were only in manuscript. This was Hymn, with a text by Jean Racine, and featured the Flemish Radio Choir and Brussels Philharmonic, conducted by Harve Nicquet. And you heard it here on Going Beyond Words. For the past hour, you've been listening to Going Beyond Words, a program devoted to the vocal and choral art. This visit was called Discovering Max DeLone's Choral Works, and I'm Stan Schmidt, your host, thanking you for being there, and inviting you to join me again for the best vocal and choral works you've ever heard. Going Beyond Words is enthusiastically endorsed by the American Choral Directors Association. Try to attend a vocal or choral concert this week, and always remember to sing when and wherever you can.
You've been listening to Going Beyond Words with Stan Schmidt, a production of Going Beyond Words, Inc., copyright 2018.